From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by RT Cruiser. If you want a tough, no-nonsense, number one creamy for 2014, vote for RT Cruiser. He comes from a country where every living thing is out to kill you. If he can't handle the job, who can? Go to cocktailsandcreampuffs.com and vote for RT Cruiser as the number one creamy of 2014. And don't forget to use the special voting discount code of DI Plus so your votes actually count twice. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the voting-free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
You sound dubious.
No, yes. No.
Yes. Are you going to go to Cocktails and Cream Puffs and vote for RT Cruiser as the number one creamy for 2014?
Yes, I am. I will vote every day.
Is that a thing? Can you vote every day? Because that seems like, you know, just a scam. If it's one of these you have to vote every day thing, then that's just a scam.
I don't know.
See, if it's just, you know, like I'm going to send my vote, my one and only vote, then, you know, that's fine. But if it's a scam. Anyway, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's Tuesday evening. And Tuesday evening at 10:25 p.m. Adam, you want to tell the people why it's 10:25 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. and we are just now starting to record?
Because my recording computer decided to shit a brick right before we started, and I couldn't even reboot it. Like it wouldn't even reboot.
Anyway, Adam screwed up, and so now it's 10:25 on a Tuesday evening instead of 10 p.m. So we apologize to all of the lovely people who are here in the chat room. Because as every Tuesday night, we stream live right here on Pride48.com. So we'd like to say a very big howdy ho to Auntie Vera Charles, Brian, that blue jeans guy. It's all about Dan. It's all about Mark, Mad Racy, Wisconsin. That's RC in Wisconsin. Q Sledge and the Good Humor Penguin. That's Michael Fine and the Scotty, the little Aussie battler. So there you go.
Thank you guys for joining us.
And there was like 16 other people, but they all left within the 25 minutes.
There were not 16 other people.
You know, here's the thing, Adam. You were crawling around under your desk trying to reboot a computer, and the only person that could see the plumber's crack was me. Perhaps if we were doing video, more people would have watched so that they could have seen the crack of your ass.
They should have. They would love the crack of my ass. You know, I heard a story today, and it's not in the news, but there was a guy who only had... He only had no crack.
Wait a second. He only had no crack. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, he only had no crack is what I'm saying.
Okay. By the way, check the Google Plus chat for a production note that just went to you there.
I was thinking, hey, there's a production note that I might need.
Right, exactly.
I'm just gonna make it up on the fly.
It'll be like a Vera Charles show. We'll just make it up. It'll just be made up on the fly.
Oh, how do I get to the chat? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you, Adam?
Well, I'm much better now. Yeah, I'm much better now. Actually, I want to say, I don't know if I did I mention on the show that I have that we have made the crucial decision in the Mark and Adam or the Mittens and Adam household that we are going to purchase a dog.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so I found a dog.
You just it's just wandering around, just happened to find a dog.
Exactly, I found a dog and just wandering around, and so it is a Shih Tzu. Which I'm trying to decide if, you know, in a year, if a Shih Tzu is not exactly, you know, what I thought it would be, if it isn't everything that I thought it would be.
Now, on a completely unrelated topic, if you live in Rogers, Arkansas, and you happen to be missing a Shih Tzu, please contact Dubious Intent. We found your dog.
Yeah, exactly. So now I haven't picked it up yet. So I did a look on all those websites, and I tried to be mindful.
All those websites, shitzoo.com, the daily shits.
Pet Finder and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Like, is Pet Finder, is that like an app on the phone? Is it like a...
Yes, I just pulled out my phone app, you know, and I said...
It's like Grindr from the folks that brought you Grindr. It's Pet Finder.
No, you know what I said? I pulled out my phone and I said, okay, Google, find me a Shih Tzu. Is what I said. Yes. And it's amazing how good the Nexus 5 is because, you know, there on the Nexus 5
was a lovely Shih Tzu.
It was kind of dramatic, actually, because I emailed the woman. I wanted this particular Shih Tzu that she had, and I emailed her, and I was getting it all arranged, but I didn't realize she didn't tell me, hey, Adam, you need to put down a deposit in case anyone else wants it. I said, can we come and see it and make a decision and all of that? You know, we want to drive down there. And she said, yes, you know, whatever. And so I emailed her back to find out when and emailed her, can we do it Saturday, whatever. This was last week. And she didn't email me back. So like 2 days later, I emailed her back and I said, I'm just checking, you know, to see if we're going to be able to come down because we need to plan our schedule and all of that. And she says, Prince was sold.
His name was Prince,
but you know, you can,
you know, you can, if the new owners renamed him, he would be the Shih Tzu formerly known as Prince.
Yes, exactly. But no, you're gonna rename the dog. You're probably not gonna keep whatever they have named it. You're just going to, you know,
right.
You're just gonna name it.
Actually,
something else.
My cat Buzzy's original name, because all of my animals come from Humane Society. So the original name for Buzzy was Shadow. Of course, he's a solid white cat, so I guess it was an ironic name.
Well, see, it's like you're making me, I don't know, you're making me out to be this horrible person because we always go to the Humane Society.
I'm just saying that I've all of my pets have come from the Humane Society, other than my youngest cat. My youngest cat was a literal stray that showed up on our doorstep and said,
you know, by all means, Adam, go to some puppy mill and get your designer dog.
You know what? Dogs, but people get into breeds of dogs, whereas if you get into breeds of cats, you're probably like a cat show person or whatever. Because cats are generally like, you know what the breed of my cats are? DSH, domestic short hair. I mean, it's like they don't have like weird, you know, breeds or whatever. And people, you know, they want a particular type of dog or they want, you know. That's all right,
picture.
Adam. If you want to keep the puppy mills in business, that's really
so. I put
business.
A picture
did you
of the
stop
dog.
At Chick-fil-A on your way to the puppy mill?
I might. I probably will for breakfast on Saturday. Anyway,
excellent.
So then I went and she goes, "Oh, I sold him, but I have another litter that's going to be available the next week." So I went and looked.
She is just pimping those bitches out.
And so I put a picture of my new dog in the chat room.
Aw.
Now, it's the very last one. A lot of people posted pictures of Shih Tzus, but it's the last one.
Now, it's a very tiny picture.
It is, yes. I couldn't get, look,
did
last minute.
Did you put her in those clothes?
No, I haven't gotten her yet. Oh. They, you know, they pose them, so they look good, you know, and they want to. She's about 3 pounds right now, and she's 8 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Registered and has all her shot records and all that. We're going down on Saturday to pick her up.
All right.
And so I'm going to be purchasing a pet playpen tonight and a crate because I'm going to try to crate train her.
Great.
But when we're at work, you know, I need to have her fenced in like in a tiled area so she doesn't go to the bathroom all over the carpet. So anyway, that is the dog. So I'm looking at names though because, okay, the name they have for her is Sassy. I don't
Sassy.
Like that name.
Vera in the chat room is worried that your dog looks a little bit like a melon.
She does not look like a melon. She looks like a Shih Tzu. She looks nothing like, oh, I hope that. Jesus. It's all about Dan in the chat room posted a picture of some other thing.
It's all about Dan finds the most disturbing photos of everything everywhere.
Look, I've paid a deposit, but I have not paid the entire amount. If we get down there on Saturday and that is what she looks like, then I think we'll be turning around and not paying
right,
the rest
yeah,
of
and
it.
You know, you are, you know, an incredibly wealthy person. We've already established on this show that you make well over $100,000 a year and that you're, you know, just living in
we
the lap of luxury there in Rogers, Arkansas. But there's a chat question that was asked in the chat room about SpinRite. So if you want to add it to the Trello to our tech segment, we'll just briefly cover that in the tech segment because we were talking about SpinRite before the show. So we'll just throw that into the tech segment there. Anyway, I wanted to do this, Adam. Congratulations on the new dog. What were you getting at? Did you want people to send in, you know, suggestions for names?
So I may, while we're talking, I'm not good at talking and doing this at the same time, but you talk a lot. So I'm wanting to pick a name.
Yes.
And here's the deal. It has to end with a Y.
Yes.
or
and it cannot be sassy because that is copyrighted by Toppy Smelly.
Well, yeah, I don't like the name Sassy for a dog. I just don't want to say, come here, Sassy. You know, I don't know. I just don't want to. And I don't want her to talk like Toppy Smelly's Sassy. So, you know, I may put up a, before the end of the show, I may put up a, what those things that we use.
Straw poll.
Yes. To have people. Now, it doesn't mean the top one is not guaranteed to be chosen. I'm liking Sydney right now.
Sydney. Like Sydney Bristow?
I really like Sydney.
Like Sydney Bristow?
I don't know who that is, but
Sydney
sure.
Sydney Bristow was the lead character's name in Alias, played by Jennifer Garner.
I like Bailey.
Bailey.
Anyway, so I'm probably going to throw a few into a straw poll, and then even if you're not listening tonight, we will put that link somewhere.
Ooh, how about Boyfie?
Not Boy. It's no, a girl. Boyfie,
oh,
Boyfie is
let's see.
Girlfie?
Girlfie?
No, I don't know. Anyway, so I have to, because she's not keeping the name that she currently has.
Right.
So that's
all right,
it.
Excellent. I wanted to get to this. I wanted to play a game. I put something on the Trello. Now, was that when it says brain games there? Was that me? Did you put that in for
that
me?
That was not you. That was me.
Oh.
So I have something I want to talk about
that's
later.
All right, good. This is the game that I wanted to play. I ranted a little bit last show about the tech news today. On the Twit network and how they just completely fucked it up by putting on this dude, Mike Elgin, who is just God fucking awful. So he, you know, I thought to myself, you know, maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe, you know, they kept the same theme song. They kept the same name of the show. And of course you're going to compare it against Tom Merritt because, you know, it's the same name. It's the same theme
song. They're slowly changing things.
Right. And so, but that was my point. I think last week was that they should have just gone off and made a brand new show with a different name. And then brought that in so that we weren't directly comparing the same name show. Not to mention the fact that advertisers paid to be on a Tom Merritt show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So he started a new show this week called Tech News Tonight. And I just wanted to play a little clip. So this is a brand new show that we don't have to compare to anything. So Adam, I just wanted to play this opening little clip here. This is from Tech News Tonight.
I have not heard this yet.
Right, here we go.
Tonight, Google buys Nest for $3.2 billion, a new feature for the popular folks on Google+, and a Bluetooth-enabled padlock. Tech News Tonight is next.
All right, so the intro so far, not that bad, right? He made it through a paragraph. He made it through a paragraph. But here's where we run into a problem. Let's listen to the very first story here that he's going to read from a teleprompter.
Tech News Tonight show number one for the 13th of January, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by Abs, a company that makes smart thermostats and smart smoke detectors. The all-cash deal is worth $3.2 billion and still needs to be approved by regulators. Nest founders Tony Fadell and Matt Rogers will both join Google. Fadell is well known as one of the fathers of the iPod while he was working as a senior executive at Apple. The Nest founders told TechCrunch that Google will help them realize their vision of the conscious home.
I'm sorry, he's so god-awful. He is so god awful. That was not a smooth segue, by the way. I skipped over the ad, so that's what that first thing. But it was just that the end piece there was just a
well. He doesn't know. He has no. I mean, okay.
But this is the game that I wanted to play. This is a game I wanted to play because you know you could say like you know what it was Tom Merritt for God's sake. It's Tom Merritt. Tom Merritt is a broadcaster. He's a consummate professional, right? I mean, Tom Merritt just sounds very. You know, he has the gift of gab. Whatever.
Yes.
So this is like, this is cold reading, right? He's basically cold reading news articles. So I just forwarded you an email that you have not seen that comes from RT Cruiser.
Okay.
All right. You should have in your email, you should have a forwarded email from RT Cruiser.
I do.
All right. I would like for you to read the first, because he gave us four different pieces of ad copy there. I would read the first one. Just cold read. Go.
I don't have a teleprompter. Okay. Good day. The following is a paid political announcement for the RT Cruiser Party. Are you sick to death of partisan political parties that get nothing done? Have you ever been gridlocked in some petty political payback vendetta? It's time for a breath of fresh Australian air. RT Cruiser just wants everyone to have fun and will do all he can to bring happiness to the ears of all Cocktails and Cream Puffs listeners from all corners of the globe. So don't be a gash and vote for RT Cruiser for number one creamy for 2014.
See, now, even you, a non-broadcast professional, did a better job of reading that than Mike Elgin.
He made a couple of mistakes in his copy.
Mike Elkin just sucked. I know you actually rewrote it as I was reading along here. You actually rewrote it as you know, because R.T. Cruiser, we know, does not speak English, nor can he read or write. But yeah, so it would be unfair for me to read one of these because I have seen these. So I don't know, you know.
Well, everyone knows that you have the more broadcastery voice of the two of us.
It's not a matter of the broadcastery voice. It's just a matter of actually having some interest in your voice when you choose to read a story.
That's what I was going to say. So, I mean, as a podcaster, I mean, and now, wait. Now, one thing is, we have been, even if we are not professional broadcasters, I have never, you know, been paid for specifically for broadcasting. But,
You had to tiptoe around that one. I've never been paid to broadcast. Well, I did masturbate and broadcast. I guess that's a broadcast.
Look, it's okay to be gay. So, I have never been paid, but... You know, as a pod, if you're a okay podcaster, I mean, I'm not going to say that we're like the best in the world, but you have to have some kind of emotion in your voice. You can't just, you know, so Daniel,
right? Yeah. Otherwise, you end up sounding like it's all about me, and you know, nobody wants to.
Daniel Brewer, you know Daniel?
Oh yes, Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Exactly. I was trying to play Marx. And I hit Vera's instead. And what I meant to say was
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time.
What I really meant to say was this:
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Oh, as opposed to this.
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker.
Right, how did this go there?
I don't know. I ended up with the thing. What I'm trying to say is that Mike Elgin sucks. I now can't listen to tech news shows anymore. It's like Tom Merritt's new show sucks. Tech News Today sucks. Tech News Tonight sucks. Tonight, I don't know if you heard this, I guess no one's really said why, but episode number 2 of Tech News Tonight is slightly different, and I'm sure that you're going to love this. So tell me if you can pick up what's different here for episode number 2 of Tech News Tonight. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Tonight, net neutrality on the ropes, the coming Windows X-pocalypse, and Apple make iPhones in Arizona.
Padre
Tech News Tonight
SJ.
Is next.
But even a Catholic priest has more interest in his voice than Mike Elgin.
Well, you're going from one extreme to the other, though. You got Mike Elgin, who sounds like he's like taking a shit on the toilet, reading the newspaper to himself in his head. You know,
rules are dead. The coming Windows X-pocalypse. Is Apple going to make iPhones in Arizona?
That's how I imagine his inner dialogue, you know, with himself. And then you got Padre, who is like way overdoing everything, you know.
Oh,
we're
anyway,
gonna stop listening to. We should rename ourselves. Just you know, Twit
bitter,
commentary.
Yeah, Twit commentary. No, I'm just saying. The guys. I was gonna say. I thought I was being unfair last week. That was all I wanted to say. I thought I was being unfair last week.
No,
but after
you
like
were
his
not.
New, I'm not being unfair. The guy sucks. He just sucks. He may be a really nice guy, and he may be a great journalist, but he has no business heading up a major podcast, like a technical podcast that has, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners. He just has no business doing it.
I really think that what it came down to was, like you said, for some reason they could not work out the contract and they had to choose someone else, and they picked him because he has so many followers and is a good writer.
What it is Leo should have stepped in and done it until they could found a new, and let Sarah like do the, you know, let Sarah and Jason like really kind of carry the weight and let Leo just be the host for that while Mike Elgin worked on a new show and then decided whether they even wanted to do it or not.
He doesn't sound like he's ever going to be good.
No, he won't.
On air.
You know what? It's one of those things. I mean, Vera Charles can maybe back me up on this. I don't know if she will or not. But it's one of those things. You either can do this or you can't. You either have the ability to read something off of a screen and make it sound like you're not reading it, or you don't. There is no in between there. If you can read something off of a piece of paper and make it sound like you're not reading it, then you could be on, you know, in a play. You could, you know, community theater play or something like that. You don't have to be the greatest in the world as long as it doesn't sound like you're reading your lines, right?
I think that I put a lot of interest and emotion into my news stories when I'm reading them. They should just hire me. What? What is that look that you've got on your face? Are you going to say, no, Adam, you're one of those that I was talking about. They can't.
Moving right along here. So you had a brain game that you had written down here in a thing, which hopefully is more exciting and entertaining than the Mike Elgin game that I just played.
Well,
but before we get to that, Adam, let me ask you
a
question.
Yes, Daniel.
Do you want a top self-candidate for Cocktails and Cream Puffs, number one creamy for 2014?
Do I want a what?
Do you want a top shelf candidate? For top cocktails
top
and cream
self candidate.
You know what? He can't write. Do you want a top shelf candidate for cocktails and cream puffs, number one creamy for 2014?
I do. I would like that.
Then you
actually.
Know you should vote for RT Cruiser. He's top shelf. Other candidates can't even get to the top shelf without a ladder. So just go over to cocktailsandcreampuffs.com and vote for RT Cruiser. Send them an email, mail@cocktailsandcreampuffs.com, and say RT Cruiser should be the number one creamy for 2014. By the way, I would just like to point out anyone that would like to sponsor, you know, DI Plus, you just have to send us that ad copy and we're whores. We'll read it. That's what we do. All right. Now get to your brain games. Go. Is there an intro to this? Is there a theme song?
No.
Can I do one?
Sure. So I started watching a new show last night that I really, I don't know, maybe you guys have seen it, but there's been a sparsity, may I say, of TV shows.
Yes.
In the past few weeks because everything took their winter breaks.
Yes.
And so, I've learned more than I ever thought I would learn about Alaska on Destination America. That's a channel, by the way. If you guys don't know, there is a channel called Destination America and, the logo looks like it was made in like, you know, Corel Draw or something, but for the station, but they play a bunch of reality
situated
stuff.
In the northwest extremity of North American continent, bordering the state to the east of the Canadian Yukon Territory, sits Alaska.
Yeah, so they have an Alaska competition where they put these people out there and they have to try to survive or whatever. So I've been watching that and then I really love that. So then I went on Netflix to find other Alaska programming.
God.
This has nothing
and
to
you,
do with
and you
anything.
Found the Sarah Palin story.
No, found another survival thing. But we should go to Alaska sometime. We should take a trip.
Do you know the difference between Sarah Palin and a bulldog?
I don't.
A bulldog wouldn't quit his job. Anyway, go ahead.
So in all of that, I've been watching some National Geographic. Well, on the National Geographic channel, they've got a show called Brain Games.
Yes.
And I watched the very first episode that I had ever seen last night, and there was a, I want you to look at this. This is not audio at all, so while I'm talking, you guys all need to go look at the YouTube link. Now, this was not the specific one on the show.
Now, the people at home, the people listening, the majority of the people downloading this podcast can't see this link. So for those of you listening at home, it's youtube.com/i/l/q88b5t0.
It's watch?v=, and then all that stuff. Anyway, I will put it somewhere where you guys can get to it, Facebook or somewhere on our website.
Right, no, you could probably come up with a mnemonic for that. It's like, I see large queens 8-8 something before 5-tools-0.
It's not 5x5 DI plus 5x5 whatever the thing is that you came up with. But anyway,
so I'm looking at it is asking me to look at the dot above.
Yeah. So the show last night, first of all, the shows all have themes. There was one on looks and like the golden ratio and why we choose people we choose and all that. But this one was specifically on color and how your brain sees color.
Yes.
So they have you look at a color picture. But it looks like a negative or something. It's like a weird color picture with a black dot in the middle. And you look at that, you stare at the black dot, and then they switch it to a black and white picture, and it looks like a color picture.
Yes.
Until you move your eyes, and then you see that it's black and white. It is one of the most amazing things I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
That's yes,
the most amazing
it is.
Thing you've ever seen in your life.
Have you ever seen this before?
You know, Adam, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. And part of the psychology of perception covers all of this stuff. There's all the optical illusions and stuff. So, yes, I have seen these things before.
Did you look at it while I was talking and did it work?
Yes, of course it did. Because what it's doing is it's It's been a while since I've taken the class, but basically it is stressing the rods or the cones, whichever your color things are inside your eyes there. And then when you switch to the black and white, because the cones have been, your eyes have adjusted to the cones that see the opposite polar color, you're seeing the inverse color of those runes, cones and rods.
That's
I did not explain
exactly
it.
How they explained right. it on
did,
the show last
I'm
night.
I'm sure they explained it much more elegantly because it's been a while since I took those that class. And I'm sure that they could remember whether it was cones or rods. One of them controls brightness and the other one controls color.
Anyway, Scotty, or who is it? Who is it that said it was? It sucked? Oh, Scotty Battler.
Yes.
Aussie, little Aussie Battler, who is in England now. So I don't even know why he could call himself Aussie anymore. He needs to be Scotty English Battler.
Right. He's saying that it's fake. That, and you know what? All you have to do, Scotty, is just go back to the YouTube video and don't look at the dot. Just move the video forward to like the 20-second mark and then pause it right there. The 22-second mark, it switches to the black and white photo.
No, he's saying the black and white picture was totally black and white after switching.
Oh, well, that's because he's colorblind.
His brain. There's something wrong with his brain. Mark and I
we've known that.
You know, you have some eyeball or brain problems, Scotty, because it were anyway.
With
matter.
Its myriads of islands, Alaska has nearly 34,000 miles of tidal shoreline. Just thought I'd let you know that. Fun fact.
We also watched March of the Penguins last night, which got rave reviews and won all those awards
those
and everything.
Penguins are marching out to sea. I'm Morgan Freeman.
And I hated it. It was so boring. I mean, it was just like I learned one thing, and that is that penguins store their babies up their assholes.
Oh, dear God.
All winter. I mean, I don't know. They sit on their children for months.
God. I don't think that's the same thing. All right. Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Just listening to the show, getting pissed off at all these people stealing my dead people. Run Shaw, Hong Kong entertainment mogul, dead at 106. Bye.
I don't know.
He's just
making up words now.
Dooba hooby hooba.
Scooby dooby doo died today. Who the fuck is Run Shaw?
He was the you know, fluffer for the third dwarf.
Right. And let's ask Kathy Bacon. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who is Run Shaw? Kathy thought I said who is running Shaw.
Are you Scotty says the grandfather of Run DMC.
Right, exactly. Jesus. Anyway, no, I'm sorry. Again, the litmus test here is that if you walked up to someone on the street and said, "Oh my God, Run Shaw died," they would know.
What? Yeah, Run right, Shaw
exactly.
died.
This is the litmus test. If you walked up to someone and said, "Oh my God, fill in the celebrity name here died," then they would go, they would have a chance of going, oh my goodness.
Auntie Vera is leaving because there's been a Star Trek reruns emergency.
Well,
I don't even understand.
She will never know what spin rate is, so fine. Anyway, okay. That was it. That was done.
Yep.
There's only one thing.
Did you talk about the North?
No, I skipped over that.
Oh.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite
sure
it,
plug
it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip, unzip it, buy it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by RT Cruiser. Who wants all of you blokes and Sheilas to let him know, let them know that you want him for the position of the number one creamy for 2014. So don't be a drongo. I don't even know what the fuck a drongo is. Send an email to mail@cocktailsandcreampuffs.com. I don't even know. It's like, what is this number one creamy?
You know, is
contest?
Joey making all of them like pimp out their thing on other shows to get his show pimped out on other shows? Is that what it is?
I have no idea. You know, Cocktails and Creampuffs.
I'm a bit behind.
Cocktails and Creampuffs is the number four show on iTunes if you search specifically for Cocktails and Creampuffs. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, you know, so tech wise here, we have a couple of things here. Give me an update on your home automation.
Well, actually, this one's going to be really short because I'd rather talk about the other one. So I got these switches, these Belkin Wemo switches.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, the app sucks from Belkin, but you have to use it to get them online. There's no other way to get them online, but they connect to your Wi-Fi. and then you can control them, the, you know, turn them off and on from, you can, there's an API, so you can script it, you can use the app, you can, but what I wanted to say is, if you've ever heard of, I don't know if you've ever heard of ifttt.com.
That would be if this, then that.
Right, but that's the actual URL is ifttt.com.
Yes.
They have, so for those of you who don't know, it's a site where if you know nothing about automation, scripting, programming, whatever, you can automate various things. Like if I get an email that contains an attachment, put the attachment in my Dropbox or, you know, things like that. You don't have to be very knowledgeable to do any of it. You have channels is what they call it, and then you have actions that you can do.
And you can chain them together, right? So you can say, if this happens, then do this.
Yes.
If a news story pops up on this feed that says the Queen of England and blowjob, then send an email to my mother.
Right. If I get an email, if they're on this particular site, if they have an RSS feed, if there's a story about a celebrity death, text message me immediately.
Right.
Or whatever. So one thing you can do, you can control these Wemo devices. So the next step in my home automation, so back to the whole TV thing, and that'll come up later.
I thought you said this was going to be fast.
Well, so I've created IFTTT things, recipes, to control various lights and stuff around my house. So now, you know, I'm just using time of day, right. But at various times of day.
Is the Weenie Slicer 9000 one of the devices that you're controlling?
No, just the Christmas tree, which I'm not taking down till the end of January, and one other thing so far.
Okay.
But I have an actual light switch that I'm going to install that also has the same technology.
So you're going to install a light switch that has the technology to turn things on and off.
No, that you can automate this. You can do it from, whatever.
And excellent.
Anyway, so
we look forward to hearing about that amazing new light switch, which I'm pretty sure was at CES this past week. By the way, do you know that CES no longer stands for the Consumer Electronics Show?
I heard that.
Yeah, it's now just, it doesn't stand for anything. It's just International CES.
I did hear that. Leo Laporte said it.
All right, excellent. So you wanted to know if we'd ever talked about Chromecast on this show. I got a Chromecast when they first came out, and I don't know if I talked about it or not. If I had, I don't think I did because I hadn't really done anything with it. So
I got one, and it sat on a shelf for like 3 months, or however long. I don't know how long it's been out, but it sat on a shelf for weeks or months, however long, and I didn't do anything with it.
Yes.
And then I plugged it in, and I thought, oh, I'm going to watch something on Hulu, but I'm just going to cast the tab. No, don't cast tabs.
No.
The lip sync was horrible. Like, it was completely off. It was bad.
Yes.
But it's amazing for apps that support it.
Yes.
So the other night, we wanted to watch, a lot of the Food Network shows have like after shows that they don't do online. So we wanted to watch those. So now I have a Roku. So actually, that's not true. You cannot watch YouTube on Roku.
No,
so that is not true.
Cannot.
But I can because I have a Plex app on there and Plex has a YouTube channel. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I just sat there with my phone and the YouTube app on my phone and searched for like after the Chopped.
Yes.
After Hours or whatever. Hold them up and then just hit cast to my television. Comes up HD quality, perfect everything, easy as pie.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I mean, it's great. I just wanted to mention it to anyone. It's only $35.
Right. And you can do that as a group, right? So, in other words, if I was at your house and on your Wi-Fi, then you could, right, when you cast that to your Chromecast, when you cast that video to your Chromecast, I could also find another video and add it to the playlist so that it played right after yours, and someone else could add another one to the playlist right after that. In other words, you can have multiple people, like at a party or whatever, basically. Did you see this? And you could queue up songs on YouTube or whatever, so that basically...
Now, I don't know about the queuing stuff, because when Mark did it, it just started his
top
of mine.
Right. You have to add it to the playlist. Don't send it to the... So there's two options. You can cast it immediately, or you can add it to the playlist. So you want to add it to the playlist, and then it becomes the next one in line.
So I think if anyone is looking for something cheap to do, kind of internet type video,
if anyone is looking for something cheap
on their TV, I
vote
mean, other
for
than
RT Cruiser.
It's gonna have it doesn't have Hulu, so you know, that's one downside. But it does have Netflix, it does have YouTube, Google Play, HBO Go.
Yes.
And
more things coming every day. But I mean, honestly, if you get Netflix and Hulu Plus, you've, you know, If they have Amazon Video, that's about 90%.
Which you don't have Hulu yet.
I know. But it's supposed to be coming. And that's the problem. Roku really kind of covers most of it because Amazon Video, because especially if you do Amazon Prime, then that means you get all the free Amazon videos as well as Netflix. So, and that's, you know, whether Amazon will ever do an app for the Chromecast is completely up in the air. Who knows? Anyway, that was it. And then we had
a competitor. You wanted to talk about SpinRite.
We had a question in the chat room about SpinRite, but that person left. They said, oh, no, I can't listen to your show anymore. I'm bored by you. And they left. But for those of you who might be curious, SpinRite is a program written by Steve Gibson a very long time ago. And it has to do with the way that magnetic hard drives work. So magnetic hard drives, and it's important for me to stress that we're not talking about solid state drives. We're talking about magnetic hard drives, which are most of your big hard drives that you would have. Unless you have a brand new machine with an SSD, you have a magnetic hard drive. Well, the way it works is that the heads actually write the information onto a magnetic, you know, the heads are magnets and they actually magnetize a piece of this platter. And it's depending on whether they magnetize it in one way or another way, it becomes either a one or a zero. And it reads all those things really hyper fast. And that's how we store data. Well, over time, those magnetic things will start to fail or something may damage the actual piece of the disk where the magnetic coating gets scraped off. And these are what we, hard drive problems, right? So you have these, hard drives that will die, right? Because when you think about it, the hard drive is one of the two moving pieces inside your machine, right? The power supply and the hard drive are the only two pieces inside a machine that actually move, right? Everything else is just solid state. So what SpinRite does is it is a program that will exhaustively go through and talk to your hard drive at a very, very low level and will continue to read every single sector of the drive, right? It will read it, it'll pull it up in the memory, it will write it back down. So it kind of refreshes those drives. And when it finds a sector that does not have, the magnetic, one that the normal, operating system would give up on or the hard drive would give up on and say, oh, this is a bad sector, I can't do anymore. It actually goes back and rereads it and, multiple times from different directions by controlling the heads. And then it uses this really tricky kind of error correcting math thing to approximate what the data was. And it's, like a 99% recovery rate there. So it can actually recover bad data as well as, then block those sectors off from the hard drive using again. So it is a way to save a broken computer. And if you ever listen to the Security Now podcast, you'll hear testimonials all the time. These people that is like, this computer is totally dead, right? It had all my stuff on it. It just completely died. I put SpinRite in it. It sat there and chugged away for like 30 hours. And, it said it was done. And I turned it on and it booted fine and everything was great.
I've heard them go for days, weeks, months.
And
just sitting there.
Yeah. But. So SpinRite is a disk utility program, cost $80, but it is well worth it. If you have, any amount of stuff that you store on magnetic media, right?
I think I lost it, but I could just email them and ask for my key or something.
Just check in your Gmail. You probably have the key. You can just go to the website and download it. But the point is well worth it. It is a disk utility that I recommend. It's something that you should run on your computer just for maintenance, like once every year. So
Matty used to be horrible on hard drives. He would just kill hard drives left and right. I don't know what he was doing. But I had to use SpinRite multiple times to get data back for him. So,
and yes. It is a piece of software that fixes hardware, which sounds unintuitive or sounds weird, but it actually does. So there you go.
It reads, and then moves the data to another. It does more than that. It fixes the hardware, but it does actually.
That's the thing. It does fix the hardware by refreshing those things. It actually does repair the magnetic oxide that's on the disk. It's like those sectors that don't get used for a long time, right? They'll start to lose their magnetic cohesion. But then you bring, let's say that you made a magnet out of a pin, right? You remember how you could do that? You could rub a pin on a magnet and then the pin became a magnet. But then a week later, that pin was no longer a magnet, right? But if you rub it on the magnet again, it becomes remagnetized. In the vacuum sealed environment of the hard drive, that's exactly what it's doing. So by reading every single sector and reading the data off and writing it back down, remagnetizing that section, it actually strengthens the magnetic oxide on the entire disk. So it actually does fix the hardware. So there you go. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it.
The new Dateline, Salt Lake City, Utah. For one Utah resident, the realization of his dream might mean sacrificing his family. The man, 38-year-old Ken Sullivan, is one of 1,058 people selected out of over 200,000 chosen for the next round of consideration in the Mars One project, an initiative that seeks to send 24 humans to Mars for permanent colonization in the not-so-distant future. If selected, Sullivan would have to say a permanent goodbye to his wife and four young children, as the trip to Mars cannot be reversed, according to the Salt Lake Tribune.
So what he's saying is that you think it's going to be a long, long time. Countdown something again to find. What is the... Hold on a second. Let's see. Till touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man I think they am at home. Oh, no, no. He's a rocket man.
Exactly what Daniel said. So Norbert Kraft, a medical doctor who is the chief medical officer for Mars One, said that the changes one's body would undergo after living on Mars would make it impossible to return to Earth due to Mars's gravity levels.
Also, Dr. E. John from Britain says Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one here to raise them if you did.
So basically, his wife told the Tribune that she has no desire to stand in the way of his dreams. Sounds like they're having marital problems, and she's like, also, go to Mars. Right.
Also, she packed his bags last night for flying.
Go on. Take him. Take him to You know what? I'm a devoted wife. I want him to live his dream.
How do we get in on this Mars program? How do I get to go and be on Mars?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I have a co-host that I would like to volunteer.
No. How do I get to go be on Mars? I'd like to do that.
I don't know. It doesn't say. And I just closed that story.
All right, excellent. Move along.
But it did not say. So let me just pull this up. I know what I did. So we are moving along.
Well, first I have to reboot my machine again.
Right. A Southside woman has been charged with a felony count of reckless discharge of a weapon. It would be much funnier if they just said reckless discharge. Anyway, after police say she shot her brother in the eye last week while the two argued over whether or not her handgun would fire.
I bet you this here handgun will shoot. Oh, no, it won't. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, no, it won't. Oh, yes,
bang.
It will.
Boy does not say.
Bang. Yeah.
52-year-old Joanne Smith allegedly shot her brother, Willie Smith, 56, last Wednesday. That's just odd. Anyway, at her home in the city's South Shore neighborhood. He was taken in critical condition to Northwestern Memorial Hospital and pronounced brain dead at 9 a.m. the following morning.
I'm pretty sure he was brain dead long before that. To argue with your drunk woo sister over whether or not a loaded handgun will fire or not, it pretty much indicates very little brain activity.
You don't know they were drunk. It says nowhere in the story. You are making assumptions. We have integrity here in the news department at DI Plus, and the story does not say. So at the scene, Joanne Smith told the police that she and her brother began playing with her loaded Roscoe 22 caliber revolver. Mm-hmm. Oh, while they were drinking Seagram's gin and King Cobra beer.
There
what the hell
go.
Is King Cobra beer?
Well, you know, King exactly. Cobra beer is actually made with the poison of a cobra. So there
well,
you go.
That explains it. Anyway, he didn't believe that the gun would fire. Apparently it would, and that was a mistake. And that's the news.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Old school. Life is such a sweet and sad. All right, this is a television show.
Yes, it is a television show. You are correct there.
It's one of those strong female lead sitcom-y kind of shows.
It is a strong female lead. Yes.
It's not Alice or something like that. It's is it Flo?
No.
It's one of the, I don't know. It sounds familiar, but I don't recognized.
So I'm going to play the second theme song. This person was in both of these shows as a young child in the first one.
As a young child in the first
one. And as a man in the second one.
Man in the second.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all.
So
together.
I'm going to guess that the very first one was... Was that like the Valerie Harper show? And
It was Valerie.
Valerie. So it's Jason. Yes. So it's Jason Bateman.
It is. What's the second one?
The second one is Arrested Development. So it was. Okay. And I was like, oh, see, you're trying to fool me here into thinking that it's the narrator, which would be Opie. But no, that was not the theme to the Andy Griffith show. Griffith show. So there you go. Jason Bateman.
Yes, Jason Bateman, who was in Valerie as a child.
Yes.
And that's what I remembered him from. I thought, what show did I see him first on? Now, he was in other stuff, but that was the show that I used to watch when I was young that I saw him on.
He was in, and it was weird because it started off as Valerie, and then Valerie Harper left the show. The show named after her, she left, and they brought in Sandy Duncan to replace her. So then it was called Valerie's Family for a little while, and then it was switched like at a last ditch effort to the Hogan Family. So that show actually had three different names, but it was the same show.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
You know what? Her favorite way to eat Jason Bateman was right out of the box. Anyway, go ahead. What's our next?
So Jason Bateman is 45 years old.
45 years young.
So you're not going to get this one, but here's the next
one. Oh, I see. All right, stop. It is
Stop?
Charles. Charles in Charge is the name of this
yes,
show.
Yes, but you're not going to get the person.
Oh, I won't. Will I? Is it a male or a female?
It's a female.
It's Alyssa Milano.
It is not. Alyssa Milano was not on this show.
She was, wasn't she? Or was that Mr. Mom?
No, she was in Who's the Boss.
Oh, okay. Then it was her daughter. No, it was his daughter.
Whose daughter?
No, he didn't have a daughter. I'm mixing up. Charles in Charge with another one that I'm not thinking of.
Charles in Charge, he was like a nanny.
I know, he was a nanny for the two kids. And one of them now is gay and has a picture of his hoo-ha online.
No, that's the guy from Who's the Boss.
Oh, Who's the Boss? It had Alyssa Milano.
Totally.
There you go. See, I couldn't.
Alyssa Milano.
I was confusing Scott Baio with Tony Danza, which is a common mistake.
So it's a girl on Charles in Charge.
I have no idea. The chat room says...
And the chat room has it correct.
Then Mark in the chat room has it correct. It is Scott Baio. The girl whose birthday it is Scott Baio.
No. And I will say this other thing. It's Nicole Eggert.
Yes.
And she was recently, like a year ago, which is recent, on a show that I really like called Splash, where celebrities try to dive... And they get judged by that guy who won gold medals in the last Summer Olympics.
Tom Daly, the really hot gay diver from UK?
Yes, him.
Okay.
No. No. It was an American guy, but he's really hot.
That would be probably Mark Gaynor or...
No, but it was a hot American guy who did win a silver medal or something.
Right.
Something. Anyway, Nicole Eggert.
Next.
She is 42.
Much younger than Jason Bateman.
All right, so here's our next one. And this is you need to get it from The Voice.
She's 42. She's almost Ed's age.
Here we go.
Here is Leo in Minneapolis.
Oh, dear God.
Back to the phones.
This is Rush Limbaugh.
It is Rush Limbaugh, and I cut it off quick because I didn't know if he said, you're on the air with Rush Limbaugh or whatever. But Rush Limbaugh, it's a very unmistakable voice.
Rush Limbaugh.
Is 63 years old.
63. He's almost as old as Morgan Freeman.
All right. We have one more.
One more.
We have one more.
Okay. Let's.
So you need to guess this one. It's a very famous celebrity.
Come fly with me. Huh. Let's see. It sounds like John Ong. Is it John Ong's birthday?
It is not John Ong's birthday. You're close, though.
Is it?
You're close. It may be someone who's a podcasting celebrity.
A podcasting celebrity.
Could
I just
be.
Popped my peas. I had some plosives there.
I could give you a hint.
Yes, please. Please give me a hint.
Daniel, you slut.
Daniel, you slut. Is it Ed?
You dirty whore.
Is it Ed from All About Me?
It is
it's
not.
Because Ed hates me. He would be the one that would call me a whore. Let's see, who else? Is it?
I know everything there is to know about Broadway.
Oh my God, is Joey Buhecker. Is it Joey Buhecker's
No,
birthday?
It is not Joey Buhecker.
Let's see.
I make my living by dressing up as other people.
Donna Sugars. It is Donna Sugar. Oh,
You're gonna name everybody in the potosphere.
I'm lost.
Wait,
I don't know.
I know what it is. What? I know. What? You hate my show because you don't like to listen to music that has been re-recorded and played back at 96 KB whatever.
Oh, okay. That's Scott from the Seder Sphere.
It is.
Oh, there you go.
Scott,
excellent. Right.
From the
exactly.
Sphere. It is. I don't know how old he is because he does not have a Wikipedia page.
He's dating like a 19-year-old, so I guess he can be whatever. You know what?
The dirty whore.
You know, I'm dating two 20-year-olds. Just they're in a single person, so
they're added together. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. Well, happy birthday to all of you fine folk and Scott. Excellent. Getting into the old email and whatnot voicemail box here. Do we have a voicemail box? Email box?
Well, you have a voice box. I don't know if you have
voicemail
box. Sure.
Voicemail box. So we have this email here that comes in from RT Cruiser.
You know, there was a strip club in Dallas called the Mailbox.
I bet you it was spelled M-A-I-L because M-A-L-E would have been predictable. Let's see. This one comes in from RT Cruiser, who just says he wants to be that number one creamy for 2014. So there you go. That was it. That was the only one. We got a couple of...
that was an email?
Yeah, that was an email.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I forwarded it to you. You actually cold read one of the things. Anyway, what were we going to say? I was going to say we got a couple of comments on the old Google Plus. I believe one of them comes from Scotty, the little Aussie battler, who said that you drive a BMW. You are one of the 1%.
Oh, Scotty.
You know what, you have admitted on this show that you have not one but two cars, one of which is a BMW, that you will make $1 million in 10 years, which means you make $100,000 a year, and you live in Arkansas, which the cost of living is very low. So you, sir, are like a sugar daddy.
No, my BMW is a 1996 BMW.
A 1996. Wait.
It is almost 20 years old. I do not think that puts me in the 1%.
So
I'm not certain.
In keeping in true Adam fashion, when it turns 21, are you going to get rid of it?
whatever. It's been a long time since I've dated anyone that was 21. Now, I've had sex with 21-year-old, not recently.
Right,
but,
not recently.
But yes. Anyway, I resent that. I'm not in the 1%.
Clearly you are. You're part of the
1%. I'm in the middle class.
You are the elite 1% of this country, sir. You, sir, are the problem.
Mark and I, like you and Robert, are dink.
Well, yeah.
Double income, no kids.
Well, actually,
so, I mean, you know.
Well, actually, at this point in time, we're sink because Robert's still unemployed. So I'm a sink at this point.
Oh, I thought he had a job. Hasn't he?
He's still looking for a job. He's still on, I mean, he's getting paid unemployment, but it doesn't matter.
I thought he had something that he was traveling for.
Well, he did, but then that contract ended. So now he's...
Oh,
he's
okay.
All right, so let's get to this phone call here, shall we, from our voicemail line.
Hi, guys. It's Brian and Dewberry. Hey, Kevin. We're calling from Timmy, Georgia, with a shoe.
Yes.
And this is for Adam. To let him know that if you're looking for another alternative for the TV issue, Logitech makes a series of remotes that does everything he wants to do. It has its own built-in that program turns everything on and off and channels and doodads and doesn't have to do the Raspberry Pi, the internet, the power over Ethernet.
I believe he is talking about the Logitech Harmony remotes.
Well, they have something called the Hub. I think I discussed it on that episode. So you don't have to buy a remote. You can just buy this thing called the Hub, and it sits on your Wi-Fi network, and then you can get an app for your phone that's supposed to do all the same things. But I couldn't find anywhere whether or not it had a timer functionality. Yes, you can say, I want you to lick my ass 5 times and then turn it to PBS and put on Mr. Rogers. And it will do all that. But I'm not certain whether or not it has a timer function. Now, maybe it does. Maybe it does. But I got bored, you know, reading through the documentation.
I know they all have sleep timers on them. I think a lot of the problem with that, we're not done with this phone call, by the way, but a lot of the problems I think that we had talked about, because we had originally talked about the Logitech Harmony when you were asking me about it initially. And we have Harmony remotes here that we've, and ours don't have that feature on it. A lot of the features on the Harmony remote will do a lot of different things, like turn it on and then turn it to this channel and then do this, but they are manually controlled. You have to push the button to make that happen. So yes, by pushing one button, I can turn on 6 different devices and have them turn to certain channels and whatnot, but
that's not what I'm looking
right,
for.
Right. It involves me actually pressing the button, as opposed to at 6 a.m., I want you to, you know, fake pressing this button. So, but let's finish listening to his phone call here.
The Wi-Fi, all that yada 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 jazz. So, one remote can they do it all. So,
one remote to rule them all.
Bye, guys. All right. It's the Danberries. Bye.
But goodbye, bye. Kevin. That's Kevin and Brian from the Danbury.
So, update on that really quick.
By the way, that was whose New Year's party I was at. In case
Kevin and
Brian. Yes.
In the Danberries.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Just a quick update on that. The device that I got learns the RF signal of your remote, and then you can program it and stuff to do things. So it took me 4 hours on Sunday to learn 2 remote commands. And finally, the way I did it is I read online somewhere, because you have to learn the exact, I mean, and it gets a lot of interference and stuff. So you point your remote at it and you hit the button, but damn, I mean, it has to be exact. And RF is a series of pulses of light or something. Anyway.
Well, actually, RF would be a series of radio.
Radio. Yeah, sorry. Radio. Anyway.
I believe you're thinking about IR. Yes.
Yeah. So I finally read on a blog somewhere that it's easier to learn RF if you turn the lights off in the room. So I turned
the
lights off,
IR.
Did it first time.
Right, IR.
Huh?
IR.
This was RF.
Well, RF shouldn't matter whether the lights are on or not, because RF is radio. It's IR.
What is your TV remote? Is
infrared.
It RF or?
No, it's infrared. IR. It's light. It's infrared.
Okay, whatever the hell it is. Whatever it is, I read somewhere, turn your fucking lights off.
Here's the easy way to know. If you have an RF remote, which by the way are very rare, if you have an RF device, right, that is in an RF remote, you can walk out of the room and press play or pause and it will work because it is a radio frequency. It goes through walls, it goes whatever. If you have
it's IR.
Yeah, if you have an infrared remote, like most people, it has to see the, you have to point it at the machine because it sends out little beams of light that you can't see. But that's all right. Let's get to our next phone call. It comes in from Miss Kathy Bacon.
Hey guys, it's Bacon, Kathy Bacon. Can you hear that beeping? Okay, forget it.
Yes.
Okay.
She's in her car, which by the way is not a BMW. She's in her car.
She always calls every show from her car.
She does, and her doorbell is always ringing. You know, not the doorbell at her house, but she has the car open with the keys in the ignition.
Yeah.
It's like, what is she doing? Why is she always sitting in her car with the keys on and the door open? That's what I want to know.
Well, one of two things. She's either been listening to the podcast as she was driving, but she knows it's unsafe to actually talk on the phone while driving, so she waits until she stops. But she does it immediately. So as soon as she stops and pulls into the parking space, she dials DI+, and she's opening her door to go into Chick-fil-A,
right.
And she calls us.
Right.
Or McDonald's, exactly. Probably, because she's going to get a dip cone.
Right. I think they quit selling those. Anyway, let's...
Or the other, she's going out to her car and says, oh, I've got to call DI+, but right. I can't be driving.
So she just
So I'm going to call right now.
Or she could just have like a recording of a phone dinging thing that she plays to throw us off the trail.
I wouldn't put that past her.
Calling this is my...
She,
what?
Doesn't she ride a motorcycle anyway?
She does. Yeah, I know.
Why
exactly.
are we hearing
right, exactly.
dinging of a car door?
Bacon. Kathy Bacon. Can you hear that beeping? Okay, forget it. Okay, I'm calling. This is my... It's not a very good start to a call for a number one fan contest. Hello. Everybody's running them, so just in case you're running one and I missed the announcement, vote Bacon. And so anyway, like, you're my favorite show because I download you. Well, I don't. The iPad does download to you, or something does. And so this is my jazz standards in the background. Okay, so anyway, when I think of jazz, I think of Guru. Okay, so
maybe she's at like a nightclub or something. Maybe she's at like some like little jazz club, you know, whatever. That's the door is her walking into the jazz club, and then, you know, it's like little dive.
A jazz club that has a car ding.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
she's getting out of
music.
She's getting out of her car, and then she walks into the jazz club. Which is
that could be
there to get drunk.
I download a show and then I listen to it and then I delete it and then it's like I keep hitting refresh and nothing happens. And then I hit this thing, it says download other episodes or something like that. And it's like hitting the jackpot. All of a sudden, like, all these other shows show up. So I download them and then I listen to them, and some of them are repeats, but anyway, I don't care. I am the number one fan. So, RT Cruiser number one creamy. Woohoo!
That is a very he's a very crafty Australian to work that in there. Let me just say, you know, Kathy Bacon, we do not have a contest because we love all of our listeners equally.
I was going to say that too. We do not have a number one fan because we love all of you.
But I just wanted to say, what was I going to say? I don't remember what it was. It was something there near the end. What was she saying right at the end before she went off and did the whole? Oh, you know what, Adam? I meant to talk to you about that. When you add the shows. Right. When you put them up,
yes,
you're using the date that they were recorded on. And this is actually a real problem that happens on podcatchers, is when you use the date that they were recorded on, they're showing up in the stream as 4 days old. So it's like if you need to, when you change the XML, you need to put the date that you're putting them in the XML.
That really causes problems for people?
Yeah, because
I thought it would be better if it was consistent and we always record on Tuesdays.
No, because it looks like an old episode to it, because RSS feeds are, you know, are fluid and whatnot, and so it looks like it's an older episode.
You want to know the real reason?
Because copy and paste and then you're...
Because that date format is a bitch. And when I get it wrong and I have to try like five times.
Why don't we
times,
just change our damn website to WordPress or something that we know a plugin works for, and then we don't have to do this problem? WordPress is free.
Right, well,
just put WordPress on the damn website.
Anyway, we can discuss that later. But anyway, that's the reason, because I never can get the date format correct, and I know that date format is,
you know,
correct.
You can also just Google online for a Java date format and then just give it a date and it will tell you the Java date form. I mean the JSON.
It's
the JSON
RSS specific.
No, it's JSON.
Something.
Oh yeah, you can Google RSS date format.
There's like an abbreviation, but I don't know. Anyway, regardless, that's the reason.
RSS date convert right here. And let's see, I'm going to click on this little thing right here. How do I convert a date from RSS feed to a timestamp? You can use in PHP, you can just use the function, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure there's a website you could just do this on.
Okay. Right. Well, I did not realize it was causing problems for people. So that was my
low-tech
solution.
It is causing problems for our fans, our three
Okay, well,
fans.
I love all of you. I will fix it. So Scotty wants me to put the date in the future.
Okay.
What? So it'll download quicker
right.
for him?
Yeah, in Australia. Right. Exactly. All right. So we're done with our contacts. So let's get out of that. All right, fine. There we go. Adam, have you listened to the latest It's All About Me?
I listened to every It's All About
Really?
Me five times.
Really? You do? You listen to Dawn?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I find all of their shows really interesting.
So I was going to do this and I ran out of time because on this latest episode, as I'm sure you heard, Ed gave Mark a flash quiz and I was going to just duplicate that quiz here for you just to see how many times you would answer Zac Efron instead of, you know, other people.
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I don't think I would ever answer Zac Efron.
You would never, you don't think Zac Efron's hot?
I don't know who he is or what he's been in. So the name sounds familiar to me, but I don't think I would just answer his name because he's not someone that I'm clear on.
Right, just Google Zac Efron really quick.
Okay.
I'll wait. I'll wait while you do that.
Zac Efron. Oh, you know what I could do? Oh, you won't hear it, though. Okay, Google. No, I can't do that because it's not hearing me. Okay, forget that. Zac Efron. Rehab. Rehab?
Just go Zac Efron and then look at images.
Oh, he's cute.
Well, there you go.
I mean, some pictures less cute, some pictures more cute. I don't know what he's been in, though. He looks familiar, but I don't know what he's been in.
He was in all the musical. High School the Musical, High School 2 the Musical.
Oh, I know who he is. I haven't seen any of those movies, but yes, I know who he is.
There you go.
He's cute.
Okay, great. I'm glad that you think he's cute. I'm just trying to figure this one out because it's no longer cold here. We have like this weird heat thing that came through here. So it's no longer like really cold here. It's like in the 50s. It's like all the snow that fell is all gone. There's no snow. There's just like...
It's like 12 here.
It's like summer. Really? It's 12?
Or it will be later.
Really? Well, then you can do it. What will you be saying later when it's 12?
My nipples are frozen.
God, that was the worst ever. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. And if you're Mike Elgin, please, God, quit doing the show. Just quit doing your goddamn show. It just doesn't work. And if you're
that was a really bad segue from Zac Efron to the weather. Where did you...
I don't know. It's just like I couldn't. I don't know. Why do I have to do everything?
That picture on the website, though, there's a YouTube video of a woman, a weather woman, drawing something on her map,
and it looks like
a fully erect penis.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a YouTube clip that's been going around.
Great. All right. There you go. Well, then we'll see you next week, and hopefully we'll be on time next week, right?
If my computer works.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.